quality, I don't know if I mentioned, you know, when somebody come with me, okay,
yes,
he went
he
with
went.
That. And so she had him there and she phoned me, and by a stroke of luck, I was home. I could have just as well been out, and then my life would have been completely different. Eric's too. And she said, Eric is here and I'll hold him here and you come here as quickly as you can. And she lived very far from me. I took a taxi and rode over there. I cannot describe to you the feelings that I had in this taxi. I knew that my life was in my hand again, and that everything would be well. I knew that when I would see him, everything would be fine. And so we saw each other, and of course everything was as it was before, and he took me home, and we walked home the whole way from Hilda's house to, she lived in a completely different district, far from my district, and we walked this whole thing, which took probably more than an hour, perhaps up to 2 hours, and on the way we talked, and he explained to me that he couldn't go on like this, and when we couldn't marry, that we still had to be together, and live together. I mean, not live together, that wasn't possible, but, you know, that our relationship had to be a completely different one. And that was very hard for me to take, because I was an only child and very fond of my parents. And at that time, it's hard for us now to realize what it meant at that time.
I can imagine.
You know, if anything would come out like this, my parents would feel disgraced.
That's
and then
right.
It was a shame, a dishonor. You know, today I see parents of very, you know, respectable families, you know, quietly talking about the son or the daughter living together. But at that time, that wasn't done. I mean, it was a horrible thing, you know. And I had to do that to my parents. But I knew that Eric was the right person. And so I agreed that with I was going to do that. It took me some time, though, still. And I think that all this triggered a terrific spring of song in Eric. And the year 31, where this actually took place, all that is one where he composed a great deal of the songs that are in his output, and some of his best.
We've seen
among them.
We've seen that song is a major part of his output, but suddenly in 1931, I've counted at least 23 unpublished songs and two collections that were published. It's an amazing outpouring, and recalls Robert Schumann in this regard, perhaps, who also had a song year, and we see now it was for the same reason. He fell in love.
Well, you see, why I really think I was good for Eric is that the same things were important to me that were important to him. And unlike the psychoanalyst, I was, you know, happy, and it was a wonderful thing for me that he composed.
And
I expected it from of him. And he was happy that finally somebody was there that expected that from him, but the family was always making fun of it, you know, while being completely negative, and there was finally had found somebody who loved the same things as he, and for whom this was just as important as for him. And it was all my life very important to me. I was a person who, for whom, you know, I don't think that came accidentally, but my whole circle was one of people who had something to do with the arts, and most of them with music. My own father was very musical, my mother not, but my father was, and he played chamber music pretty regularly. And my friends, my best friend Liesl was a painter, and Hilde was a writer, and I could go on and mention them all. They all had something to do, either pianists or musicians.
Yes. And
it was because I had this bent.
Yes.
And so I think I was at that point really the right person for Eric.
Mm-hmm.